Take a moment. Take your time. Get nice and comfortable so that you can relax as you like. Are you sure this is a good position for a duration? You're going to be here for quite some time, and this is good. This is good because it implies that everything I want to happen can happen at its own pace, completely organically. Nothing forced, nothing false. Just what I want in its own good time, though maybe not at the exact pace that you want or expect. But I can assure you that it will happen. Between now and the end, it will unfold as though it were a narrative. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it could be no other way. It is exactly the way it is because it is not the way it is not. It's not being written now. It has been written. And it was written the way that it happens and not some other way. Consider that for a moment. It's got to be very common not to have to worry about 1,000 things that are not happening right now, only the ones that are. You, on your back, listening, breathing, and my voice up above you, telling you how it is, separating what's not happening from what is. You, my voice, taking comfort in the narrative and being able to lie back and simply breathe and watch. It's so relaxing like that, safe in the unfolding, as though you were reading your story because, in a sense, you are. In a sense, you are following a story to its logical end. That's all you have to do. There isn't a trick to it. And you can do it how you want, at your own pace, in the position of your own choosing. You can relax in any way you want. It's an arguable logic from start to end. This is a story, so listen to me, and I'll tell you something critical. Listen now. I know something, and I'm going to share it with you, and when you hear it, it will be such a weight lifted off of you. When I explain it, you will feel like a great load has been lifted off of your mind, allowing you to truly relax, allowing you to float more freely above the petty distractions and conflicts. When I explain it, it will make so much sense. The truth is that most people, even very successful and intelligent people, even very powerful and controlling people, most people, almost all people, are actually lazy. Most people are lazy so that doing things is usually a question of fighting laziness. I know that I put off things to the deadline, and most projects fail from a lack of sufficient effort. It takes effort for things to get done, and it's actually very normal and very easy to fail. So it will be very easy when I ask you if you can just fail to stay awake for me. If you put in no effort at all, just laying there, breathing and listening, it will be so easy to fail at staying awake, because your efforts aren't sufficient, and that's okay this time. I'm not judging you as lazy. It will be a secret, entre nous. Yes, only you and I will ever know. You didn't try to stay awake, and you failed to stay awake, and you can fail. You can fail, and you can do it right up to the last second of the deadline for staying awake, that you can miss. It's okay if you miss the chance to stay awake, so that you go to sleep for me now. See? Nothing horrible happens. Nothing bad. Once, you were worried about failure. Failure to be in control or strong. And right now, you failed. But it was perfectly okay. You feel good. Good without feeling guilty about it. It had to be like this because this is how it is, and not the thousand other ways it could be, and it's not, and it's okay. Your eyes, if not closed, are giving in to the closing urge now, and your focus on my voice is clearer because your breath is slow, and your mind, while asleep, so nicely, softly asleep, is able to zero in on just one thing, and choosing my voice is the logical option. It's the first thing you notice inside this nice, soft, light sleep. Just my voice and the way that it allows you to feel calm and calming more now, sleeping and even more exhausted, good, and even more euphoric. As you begin to fail a little better in losing control and letting things happen to you that you might not understand, because on the other side of that, sometimes it turns out badly, but sometimes it just feels so good. So good, feeling the resistance in your body being replaced completely and totally with feelings of deep relaxation, and feeling the resistance in your mind, the resistance you have to the idea of failing, being replaced completely with my voice, which is telling you that you are failing better and feeling better, and that you are becoming free of the feeling of being afraid to fail. And this is so important, because consider it for a moment. What would you do if you didn't care if you failed? The possibility of failing but not caring that you fail feels so good. As good as my voice, it exports the feelings of tension and distress just as cleanly as exhaling. I am going to count from 1 to 3, and then you can exhale if you need to, and you can exhale out the way that you feel when you are worried about failing. 1, 2, 3, exhale and fail better now. There's no trick to failing better, but it may take some time. And the fear of failing at failing better sometimes gets in the way and sabotages your efforts at being unafraid to fail. And this is liable to happen. And when it does, you will still only know that you are in the process of worrying less and less preemptively about what it is like to fail, even failing at being willing to fail, and you are beginning more with each breath, with each moment, to invite the possibility of successes with or without failures, to detach the question of success from the question of failure, to liberate your failures and the successes they are tied to. It feels so good. It feels so good to release the feeling of tensing up in anticipation of failure, the resistance in your body in anticipation of disappointment, and to release the question of disappointment or failure, to let someone else make the decision about whether your action is a failure to stay in control or a success at giving up control. Let someone else decide if your actions are to be praised as good or considered a failure altogether. Let someone else say, good, You just utterly, utterly failed to resist. If you fail to resist trance now, you may fail to resist trance again. If you fail to keep control at the expense of all this good, relaxed feeling, you can easily give up control again. These things, which you may have imagined being hard and complex, are so simple when you are standing and looking back at yourself, where you were before you started, before you got better, and began to succeed in giving up control and allowing your conscious mind some freedom, some room for failure, some room to succeed. And now you can exhale again for me and go a little deeper. And you can even leave behind the question of failing and succeeding because, really, it's not important after all. Exhale, why don't you, and see what's important standing back and looking at yourself. 3, 2, 1, exhale again. What's important is that now every kind of good feeling is free to course through you. Your body is now able to carry them. They're like passengers that can finally move about the cabin from head to toe, all the sensations you wanted always, and all the emotions you wanted always. And you don't need to preemptively weigh them or judge them. You don't need to do a thing differently now. Nowhere to be but where you are. Nothing to do but follow my voice. It's every good feeling as you absorb this information with no effort and no distress at all. It's so easy. And when you wake, it will be with every good feeling, the eagerness to give up judging your own action, and a bright, restored, fresh feeling. I will count from 5 to 1, and the bright, restored, fresh feeling will reach its apex, and this will be what wakes you when my fingers snap. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wake up.